once men feel that we're, I want to say, competing, I guess, for their spot, because they feel like they're better automatically. They're men, like, they're dominant. They're supposed to be number one. But then when we come in and we're actually talking and we're making sense, and they're like,
space feels threatened.
They feel threatened, right? So we're no longer welcomed in those spaces that once we were able to be in, when we were able to, like, sit down and shut up.
Get to the money and slide, get to the money and slide. Free all the bros inside, free all the bros inside. Play with the bros, you die, huh, yeah. Get to the money and slide, huh. Free all the bros inside, huh. Play with the bros, you die, huh, yeah. If you want smoke, come get it. You on my chain, come get it. Taking the money, run with it. New to this shit, I done did it. Get to the money and slide, get to the money and slide. Free all the bros inside, free all the bros inside. Play with the bros, you die, huh, yeah.
Something more creative than tell to his face, but
it didn't work. Shit on his head was good.
Shit on his head's crazy. All right, man, y'all ready, bro?
Yeah.
All right, man. Hey, man, say, man, it's the Got 15 podcast coming back, man. Volume 4, part who knows, man. You already know who's checking in with the Got 15 crew, man. Make sure y'all check out the merch, man. The website coming back, man.
Is
it? I had the website back up, man, so y'all can order some merch, man.
He just lied.
I'm not lying.
You hit us up on Instagram if you want the merch.
Yes, but nigga, let me tell you. I promise. Let me tell these folks, bro. Yeah. I had the website back up going with the merch, you know, and updates on the Got 15 podcast. But before that, we have two special guests on my left. Go ahead and shout yourselves out.
Hey, y'all. I'm Britt. You can follow me at That's So Britt _ on Instagram.
I'm Chrissy. You can follow me at chrissy.com_ on Instagram.
Make sure y'all go show them some love, man. Y'all know the vibes. They are taking their time out of their day to come talk with y'all, man. So make sure y'all go tap in with them. If I know one thing about Chan, man, he got the topics for us for the podcast. Yeah, man. And especially, you know, especially after that crown.
Yeah, man.
What you got for us, bro?
Before the pod, we were discussing, you said you do management A&R, and right. That, you know, she's your artist, and, you know, I'm interested to know what that looks like on your side, and then you as an artist, like, what have y'all been doing together, and how's that been working for y'all?
So yeah, I am her manager. So my goal is really to start a label, and she just so happens to be my very talented friend that is an artist, so we have been tuned in. I'm more of the business aspect.
Okay.
So I'm really good at hearing music. I can tell you a good note. I know how to play percussion instruments, so I'm good with beats. So I'm more on the role of just guiding her into what spaces we need to go into, what sound her audience is going to attract, just stuff like that, more of that networking aspect.
Mm-hmm.
And she is the talent. So you want to tell them a little bit about your
music? I would say that I have more of like a attention to detail. I'm a creative all around, I would say. Like, artistry is really something that's really just beginning for me in 2024. Like, y'all are just seeing the very, very beginning of all of this. Yeah. So I think that for me, it's just really expressing myself creatively, like the visuals, those aspects and things like that. And just really, you know, displaying myself with confidence, my style, something I'm really adamant about, and just kind of getting my message across through my music.
Wow, no, y'all answered that pretty well. Both
I
ain't gonna lie, because you were debating on even coming on the podcast.
I know, that's awesome.
We definitely always love, you know, giving artists some shout outs, making sure that they can, you know, explain themselves. Because I feel like one of the biggest things about marketing, especially when you're an artist or some kind of thing like that, is showing them that you're a person and showing them who you are and letting them connect with your story. Because I feel like when people feel invested in your journey and they feel like your journey is a part of their journey, that's when they get that real support. That's when they really feel like, okay, I need to make sure that, all right, damn, she dropped a song. I'm listening, reposting, sharing, you know, telling my friends and stuff like that, because I want to see them succeed. How did you end up getting into the A&R management space? Like, what made you want to start doing that?
So I've always loved music. That's one thing that I always knew about myself that I kind of learned myself late. I was sheltered growing up. So once I really figured out what I wanted in life, it was like, damn, you're in your 20s. Like, what the fuck are you doing? You're supposed to know what you want to do in your career. Like, you know, it's a lot going on. And then I got into marketing. So that's one thing that both of us have in common. We both have a background in marketing. So it makes music so much easier because we know business.
Right.
So I got into influencer marketing with like Instagram models, influencers, stuff like that. But I wasn't really passionate about it. So it's like, yeah, you're around all these girls that are well known, you're around the money, the fame, but it's just like you're not happy doing it. So once I realized, okay, you can do the same thing, but just with like something that you're actually passionate about. So music, working with artists, developing an artist, just how can we attract a certain audience? How can we make profit off of music? Like how can we, it's just a bigger, it's so much more fun for me. So once I realized, okay, cool, you can do the same thing. You can do management, you can do the social media, you can do everything, but just utilize it in a different role. Then it's been up ever since, honestly.
I fuck with that. I fuck with that. Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's how I feel with the pod. Like, I love talking. Like, obviously, that's probably my favorite part about having a podcast. But then
yapper,
also, Okay. anyways, but I love the business aspect too. Like, that's my second favorite part. Like, obviously, like, I mean, I went to school for business. I went to school for entrepreneurship. I want to be an entrepreneur and grow our own business. Mm-hmm. And like I said, it's a lot deeper than people really realize.
It's so much.
It's not easy to go from undiscovered to discovered. Like it's not an easy process because, you know, I mean,
you gotta love it for real.
Yeah, talent, you gotta want it.
At the end of the day, like I always say, do it for the passion, not for the money, because the money's gonna come when it comes. But you have to really endure a lot. You gotta test, you gotta take a lot of lessons, but like if you really want it, you'll process everything and then you develop what you need to develop. So that's the best part. It's the most fun for me. Like I love a challenge. I love to take risks. I love to see, okay, what's gonna work and what's not gonna work. But to me, it's just like, it's a part of life. Like, you gotta do that with everything. So why not do it and get rich off of it instead of just following the standard role of go to a 9-to-5 every day? Like, you gotta clock in, clock out. Like, I just knew I didn't want that. And I feel like if I can create the life that I want for myself, just being smart, like, and I went to school, I went to LSU, but I never graduated. I went for international business. So even just like, seeing how far networking and business can take you. Like, there's people with those degrees that aren't even in the spaces that I'm in.
And people talk about networking, bro, and, like, it sounds cliche.
It's number one. It really is not, bro.
And it's actually so underrated, even as much as people talk about it, bro, because just knowing one person, because that guy can know 50 other people. And I say, if you're really delivering value, you're really showing that you're trying to do this, a lot of times people want to help. Granted, there are a lot of people in a lot of industries that can be grimy, especially, you know, in the arts, you know, in entertainment, because they know there are people who are so passionate they can't be taken advantage of. But I mean, I think we've met a good amount of people that have really like, yo, like, we're trying to help, like, whatever we could do to help you, we're trying to help. Like, we want to come on a pod, you know, do shoot content, this and the third. And I feel like that's what we try and do with everybody else, at the same thing. Like, we always trying to make sure that it's always genuine, authentic content, because that's what people are looking for. And people don't have that. And that's what we always try and give, plus people who have a platform, some kind of opportunity or space to, like, talk about it, talk about their life or their music, you know, in a different medium. So you said that in your music, you like to get across a message. So what are you always trying to say in your music? What do you typically talk about?
So really, like I said, you guys have caught me in the very beginning of my journey. But right now I am working on a project. One of the things that I really wanted to get across is I moved from Virginia to here, but I originally am from Jersey. So I've been hopping around a little bit and just, you know, expressing what it's like for me as a young adult and going from like young adulthood to like, I'm really an adult, like, for real. Like, this is serious. Like, this is some real shit. So it's just kind of like that for me, talking about a 9-to-5, talking about being in lust and Latin love, talking about the beauty standard as a woman. And that's kind of what I'm trying to do. And it's going to be called Girl Meets World. So that's really going to be the time where everyone gets to see my creativity come to life. And I'm really excited to put it out. So, yeah, that's what I'll be working on.
So when is that project coming out?
So that's a TBD right now.
That's a good answer.
That's a TBD.
We let it flow. I got to ask as an interview.
No, for sure.
We try to do dates and stuff, but one thing we've learned is just like trust the process. Like everything so many obstacles. It's so many things you have to endure. So like just trust it and it's going to happen when everything is perfect. Like you don't want to rush it and be sloppy. Everything has to be it has to have a purpose when we put it out. So
stuff that's worth it is going to take time.
It's
going to
take time for sure.
Like if you hop into any type of venture thinking you're going to run it up in 1 year, that's not. It's either you're not doing the right type of things, or you just confused on reality, because that's not really possible.
I mean, like, you know, some folks get lucky. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That motherfucker.
Yeah.
Hustle.
Yeah. I be trying to see that lucky person.
If you're banking on that to be you,
you can't.
That's not a good.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like,
not
you
a
have
good.
To
be
too.
Willing to take risk. As much time as needed. Yeah. Like needed. I think that a lot of times we try to jump and like we try to skip over the rough parts and processes. And like that's why everyone is like going to the fast money now. Everyone wants fast. But it's like when you really love it and once you create substance and some type of solid foundation, everything will succeed. You just got to put in the work that you like need to do to get there.
Yeah.
And people don't be willing to put in the work.
And improvement is everything, for real, for real.
And I think what is a lot of people don't know what that work looks like. Like if you've never done something like that, they don't know. And that's why I think this is the opportunity to just kind of talk about stuff like that, like behind the scenes, you know, what it's like actually trying to grow from undiscovered artist to, you know, super pop star type of deal. So like, have y'all had any experiences in the industry where people are trying to hold y'all back or trying to kind of get in y'all way?
That's a crazy question.
Yeah.
Do you want to answer that first? Do you want me to answer that first?
I will say, so I'm from Atlanta. Uh-huh. A lot of these people in Atlanta have seen me in different forms. I'm about to be 25 this year. These people have seen me since I was like early 20s, damn near teenager.
Okay.
So the people that don't want to see me grow and the people that are wanting me to stay in the place that is beneficial for them, yes, absolutely. And being females as well in the industry, in a male-dominated industry is very difficult because once men feel that we're, I want to say, competing, I guess, for their spot, because they feel like they're better automatically, they're men. Like, they're dominant, they're supposed to be number one, but then when we come in and we're actually talking and we're making sense, and they're like,
space feels threatened.
They feel threatened, right? So we're no longer welcomed in those spaces that once we were able to be in, when we were able to like sit down and shut up.
So you would agree with that?
I would say that, for sure. I think that the spaces that we've been in have been very beneficial for us. However, I think initially when we come into the room, it's like, people are expecting women to be groupies first in the industry, for sure. Like they are expecting you to be there for them and you don't have any input. You sit there, you look cute, and that's just that. But for us, when we're entering these spaces, it's like, yes, we're going to present ourselves in a certain way. However, we have value to bring to the table. And sometimes we are seeing things from a female gaze, whereas men try to project only the male gaze. And it's like there's value in having women's opinions to make a better product. Like, I think there's a balance between the two versus it just being, okay, this is what the men have to say and you're here for the eye candy type of thing. So we've definitely run into a lot of those spaces, for sure.
I'm not gonna lie, y'all both sound so very well spoken. I can understand how in the wrong room, around the wrong type of guys, they couldn't handle the intelligence,
especially
honestly.
Because when like you said, their initial thought is, okay, all right, look good, pretty, okay. That you're already in a box that before y'all have opened your mouth. So I can see how that's frustrating. And of course, like, I mean, as men, we don't necessarily have to experience that. Now, granted, I would say as Black people, there's a similarity in that, as far as like when you come into a space with, like you say, you know, in the industry where it's dominated by someone that's not like you, they sometimes try and put you in a box. It's okay, well, you're African-American, you're urban, whatever they say, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. This is the cap for you.
Yeah, and you can't be more than that.
And I don't fuck with that. So I always try and give space for those stories, because I know a lot of women do experience that in the industry.
Yeah, for sure.
We hear those stories consistently. So I mean, how do you kind of navigate through that? What do y'all kind of do to take steps to move past those kind of things?
I really feel like we're still learning, honestly. But one thing that we've noticed is that we don't have to conform. If they don't respect us, if they don't want us to be at the intelligence level that we're at, we're not going to dumb ourselves down. It's just not the space for us. And we believe that, like I said earlier, everything happens for a reason. So we were put in the space for a reason. They've seen our face. They know who we are and they know what we're capable of. So it's just kind of like, you're going to see us again.
That's really the thing.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, when you really believe in yourself, like, you can look at other people like, all right, you don't want me? All right, you tripping.
Right.
Like, I'm finna get it together. Like,
yeah.
That's how I be feeling sometimes.
Definitely. I mean, because like, I never seen myself as an artist, right? Yeah. And like, granted, now it's been almost 4 years doing the pod, bro. Like, I mean, this is an art form. Like,
there is an
art that comes to it, and it's a hard thing to do. Like, it's a hard thing to have your art judged, you know, by other people. Because, like, you know, it's something we're like, bro, I know this is a great episode. All right, and I know artists here, musicians say the same thing. Yo, bro, this song
is my favorite song.
This is it right here.
I put my heart and soul in it.
Exactly.
And then when it don't hit, bro, it's trash. It's hard to grasp that, internalize that, and it can still continue to move forward.
Keep going, right?
So I was just saying that earlier to someone, because from an A&R aspect, so my job, like I said, I see things from marketing perspective. So if I'm looking at a song, I'm thinking from a consumer standpoint. I'm not thinking of, you're my homeboy, I'm listening to your song. I'm going to think, would I put this on my playlist? Would I play this in my car?
Yeah.
And a lot of times people want to work with me. They inquire hey, I want you to come to my session, whatever. But I'm not a yes man. So my thing is, if I'm putting my name on a project, if I'm putting something out, or even if I'm trying to just help you, even if it's just me assisting, I want us to all put our best foot forward. So would I let you put out something that I know is not it? So I'm going to let you know, hey, it's cool. I know it meant something to you. I know the lyrics hit deep, whatever. Right. Yeah, if it has some fire lyrics.
I know you really felt that, bro, but
that's not
that
it.
That shit ain't
I'm
it.
Sorry.
And they get offended, but it's you have to think from a business standpoint. We're not doing this for fun.
It's not a business. If you're not bringing no return back, bro, I don't care how passionate you are, unfortunately, because like you said, this is a business. We're here to make money. And we have to compete.
For sure.
And we're competing against motherfuckers with money.
With long money.
So if to compete, because they can boost an artist that's mediocre or, maybe just right at the cuff song, just okay. They can get you to if they play it 50 times.
Get you on TikTok.
You're like, damn, okay.
Most of these artists now are like that. Most of these artists are making TikTok songs. They're making catchy stuff. There's not a lot of people
who are trying to make music.
They're not making real music no more. One thing I've learned is producers don't even be knowing how to play instruments. Artists don't even know notes. Mm. We're both technically trained in music in some aspects. So we understand more than, okay, we gonna get a beat and we just gonna whatever. Okay, what sounds good?
Literally, what is the whole game plan
what are we trying to do with this sound? And so people don't even think of it like that. They're just rapping.
People are trying to like you said earlier, they're trying to get rich quick. They think that rapping is the best way, or doing music is the best way for them to get up in some type of way, for sure.
What type of music do you make?
So I do alternative rap, Jersey Club. I'm from Jersey, a little drill. But I also do pop music. So I'd have a very diverse sound, I think. And then a lot of the times, living in Atlanta, it's all trap, it's all rap, it's all hard. And it's cool, but when I'm entering these spaces, another thing that I would say is I have to really stand firm in who I am, because I think that's when people respect you, when you demand respect. And I think especially as women, not to say that there's times that we're not going to be disrespected and we can't really do anything to change that person's opinion. But I think also how you present yourself, and if you're really firm in yourself, people have no choice but then to respect you, because you're not going to fold for what they're telling you to do, who they think you are. I've had people tell me, you can't really be as vocal if you want to work with us. And it's why would I change who I am, for the music, especially when I do so many different things. Yeah. So.
I mean, I think that's a benefit of being in the age that we live in now, is that we don't have to go through, artists don't have to go through there's only 4 A&Rs in Atlanta, right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If you don't go through Diddy and them, you ain't, you know what I'm saying? But that's how he was able to have that kind of power. Yeah. It was all right, bro, if you in New York or you here and you don't go through me, my partner, or his partner,
we've been talking about that, we've literally been talking about how social media has really changed the industry, and it gives people an alternative path to then messing with people that might be having them at their worst interest, for real. So that changes everything, I swear.
And we've had a couple artists on the pod, but before we get out of here, a question I like to ask all the artists is, what makes you different from other people? Other artists. You've answered it mostly throughout this whole pod. Been killing it. Honestly, we've just been sitting here listening.
Great answers, for real.
What really sets you apart? If someone was even a great label is I want to give you this deal, but just let me know, why should I sign you?
I would say that my musical influence. I think that I grew up in a very diverse space, but I also listened to other types of music before traditionally rap. So I think I've had experience with like pop punk and rock music, funk music. My parents are a little bit older than a lot of other people's parents. So like they were listening to the 70s, 60s, 50s. So that was really my influence. And I think that's when music really was alive. And I think when I go back to that in my rapping, it kind of shocks people because they don't really attribute rap to maybe hardcore or metal or rock or any of those influences as well. And I know some people do it, but they're not doing it like me. So,
yeah. Hey, man, make sure y'all go stream her music, tap in with them, show them some
Chrissy
love.
Baby.
Like I said, they have some great answers. Clearly, they are very well educated in the industry and are trying to make some waves, make some name for themselves. Make sure y'all go tap in with them. With that being said, it's been Got 15 Podcast and y'all, man.
Show. Brr. Get to the money and slide. Get to the money and slide.
Appreciate y'all popping out to the podcast, man. Make sure y'all leave a like. Go ahead and comment something. And hit that subscribe button if you haven't already so you don't miss any of our videos.
And make sure you subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive behind-the-scenes videos posted weekly. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TikTok, and I already know we're on YouTube, man. Go check us out everywhere.
Show. Brr.